HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
There will be no at-home ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan, possibly for the first time since the Republic Day celebrations started. Officials said they could not say for certain that this was unprecedented, but it was likely. I cannot say about history, but yes, this is the first of its kind due to the pandemic, said Ajay Singh, the press secretary to the president. A second official added they have not checked Rashtrapati Bhavan records, but they could not recall any other such instance. President Ramnath Kovind held the at-home reception for the Prime Minister, his Council of Ministers, and top officials after the Independence Day and Republic Day celebrations last year. But only 100 guests were invited, while traditionally the guest list has gone up to 2,000 people. As the celebrations of 73rd Republic Day came to a close at the Rajpath, the President's bodyguard, PBG, escorted President Ramnath Kovind back to the Rashtrapati Bhavan. What made the occasion special was the presence of Virat, the special horse in the PBG. Virat was awarded the Chief of the Army Staff Commendation on the eve of Army Day on January 15. Virat is the first horse to receive the commendation for exceptional service and abilities. The PBG announced the retirement of Virat after the conclusion of the Republic Day parade. The horse has participated successfully in the event for 13 times. Virat has the distinction of escorting former presidents of India as well as current President Ramnath Kovind with grace and dignity in ceremonial parades. Virat is considered the most trusted horse during the parade. The Hanoverian breed horse was included in the bodyguard family in 2003. He is also called the President's Bodyguard's Charger. The Narendra Modi government has taken the right step by bestowing Padma Vibhushan on late Chief of Defence Staff, CDS, General Bipin Rawat, who died in a helicopter crash last month while still in harness. The award is well deserved for a CDS who put respect for military shoulders above all material gains and fought to restore its rightful glory. While General Rawat has passed into history, the Modi government and its national security planners must take the former CDS mission to fruition by announcing the military theatre commands in the 75th year of Indian independence. Before Gen Rawat lost his life in Nilgiris, he had sent the final draft military theatre command structure and raising to the Army, Navy and Air Force chiefs and had directed them to return the report by April 2022 with comments, if any, for incorporation into the final structure. The Andhra Pradesh government has revised the number of districts in the state, increasing it from the existing 13 to 26. Issuing a gazette notification on Tuesday, the state government gave a nod for the creation of 13 new districts, the process of which is expected to be completed by Telugu New Year in April. As many as 24 Lok Sabha constituencies are being converted into districts, including the Arku Lok Sabha constituency in Vishakhapatnam, which will be divided into two districts. The new districts include Manyam district, Alluri Sitarama Raja district, Ankarpulli, Kakinara, Konasima, Eluru, NTR district, Bapatiya, Pilnadu, Nandyal, Sri Satya Sai district, Annamaya district, Sri Balaji district. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju on Wednesday informed that China's People's Liberation Army has given positive indication over the release of a missing teenager from Arunachal Pradesh. Mirim Taro, a teenager who hails from Zido village in Upper Siang district of Arunachal Pradesh, went missing from near the line of actual control on January 18 during a hunting trip. Following his disappearance, BJP MP from Arunachal East Taper Gao tweeted alleging Taro was abducted by PLA from the Indian side. The Indian Army immediately approached the Chinese side asking for assistance in tracing the individual and helping his return. China's PLA later confirmed that they had found a person on their side and requested further details to establish his identity. The Indian Army shared personal details and a photograph of Taro with the Chinese side.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast, or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.